This is all that remains of a Shia mosque in the village of Nuidrat, just outside the Bahraini capital. Its green dome smashed and lying on its side. Dust covers the mats and carpets where people once prayed. It's one of at least 30 mosques and Shia religious institutions destroyed since the crackdown began on Shia-led protesters in mid-March. That's according to the opposition group El Wafaq. Al Jazeera tried time and again to ask people how they felt about the destruction of their place of worship, but no one would talk to us. There were informers everywhere, one man said. The Justice Ministry says it's tearing down the mosques because they aren't licensed. It has promised to provide legal alternatives for what it described as cabins. In some cases, even the rubble is gone and all that remains is an empty space. A Mudayif once stood here. That's a place where the community came together for special events on the Shia calendar. Al Jazeera visited Friday prayers at another village to try to speak to people. Everyone insisted we hide their identity.
It's a war waged against identity. The Sunni government of Bahrain is fighting this Shia, destroying their places of worship and holy places.
The destruction of the mosques is unprecedented. It's a solemn act. We never expected the authorities would bring down a house of God. We never expected they would stoop this low. No matter what happens, we are all Muslims, one religion, one blood, one honor. Even if they come and kill our children and women, claiming it's the act of Sunnis, we will never believe it. We have been living together since we were born. We intermarry and we will continue to coexist until Judgment Day. There is no difference between Sunni and Shia. The issue of sectarianism is fabricated by a few.
Detentions and allegations of torture, and now the physical destruction of their places of worship. Some believe the divide between the state and its people is now so wide that nothing will ever fully bridge that gap. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Bahrain.